Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
That's a joke.
So there's been game shows, there's been action movies, there's been Christmas albums. Have we done now? Have we done everything? They're on the cover of cereal boxes. Are we done? Is this? Have we reached the end?
Can you imagine T. Swift listening to that too?
Like, ooh, it sounds really good.
Oh, Trav, that's really great. Really good job, honey.
Ooh, play it again.
Oof. Mm. Eey, it's got to hurt. It's got to hurt her ears.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:12 on a Wednesday, the campaigns collide in Wisconsin today and Friday. Battleground Wisconsin, former President Trump and Vice President Harris, both in the Badger State today, both in Milwaukee specifically 2 days from now, this evening at the Resch Center in Green Bay.
I'm sitting here just goofing off.
You know what time the game starts?
You think God never farted?
Hey, you got any left-handed footballs?
NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre joins former President Trump at his 6 p.m. event.
You think he goes funny? He tells jokes?
I don't think he doesn't he have to? Like, that's kind of your gig.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, he's certainly, he has a serious side to him, and probably there will be some of that, but he's got to goof it up a little bit in Green Bay. Resch Center, about 10,000 capacity venue. It's right across from Lambeau Field. Last time former President Trump visited Titletown, a snowy April afternoon.
USA! USA!
Has anybody noticed the weather outside? They said, sir, I don't think we're going to make it. I said, we have to. We can't disappoint Green Bay. There's no way. I said, we got to make it.
Maybe that it was like a blizzard. It was a blizzard
That's
in Green
right.
Bay. We
That's
openly
right.
questioned whether or not they would be able to execute and get that plane in and get the motorcade and all that stuff. But he did the stop. Vice President Harris today, coming off a huge rally in Washington Tuesday night.
These United States of America, we are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators. The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised.
Tens of thousands reported to be in that crowd. Tonight she's on the UW campus. Bringing out musical headliners, Mumford & Sons expected to perform on the heels of the VP's appearances with, what, she was with Bruce Springsteen earlier, Beyonce,
yes,
for the last several days. So this is kind of her rally format now, is have a bunch of, like, pretty solid headliners do a big old concert. Like, this thing is supposed to start at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And she doesn't speak until well after 8, right?
Yeah, so that's the deal on the UW campus. As for Friday, we know both VP Harris and former President Trump will be in Milwaukee. Trump, we know, is going to be at Fiserv Forum. We do not have a location yet for the vice president's visit.
And locations for the VP could include State Fair, AmFam Field, Summerfest grounds.
Yeah, sure. You have to look at places that would be able to accommodate what she would hope would be a large audience. Unless she's doing one of these small, like, meet and greets.
It'll be all at the same time.
At this point, not a lot of that still going on.
Right. You'd think it'd be a larger venue.
So, busy day of campaigning here in Battleground, Wisconsin.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers get back to practice today following their typical Tuesday off day. Should reveal more about the injury to quarterback Jordan Love. How bad is that groin injury that he suffered on Sunday? ESPN's Adam Schefter joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee this week. He says he's told it's not that bad. Hang on, Shefty. Stand by.
He came out better in testing than I think everybody hoped he would. But I believe he's going to play on Sunday.
All right, so Schefter said he's going to play Sunday.
All right.
For now, should I play the song again or no?
We don't know for sure because they're taking it day by day.
Okay, I'll cut it short. Taking that injury day by day. Packers at the Lions at 3:15 kick on Sunday.
The Yankees avoid the sweep. There will be a Game 5 in the World Series. They beat the Dodgers on Tuesday night 11-4. The play everyone is talking about today was a fan interference foul ball. So Gleyber Torres of the Yankees hits one down the right field line into the outfield there. It's going into the stands, but right fielder Mookie Betts jumps in, catches the ball, but...
Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out. And fan interference.
Yeah, so two fans grabbed his glove, pried the ball out. That's Joe Davis and John Smoltz on Fox with the call. Listen to what they say here.
Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
That's Smoltz there at the end. They do show him walking away like they did lead him out of the game, which it's the World Series and you just got tossed, you boob.
I love they're like looking at the umps and the
what
other like,
we rolling? And the one guy's got the sliding glove, which just kills me. It's one thing to bring a mitt to the game. Why are you bringing a sliding glove?
Just in case.
To the game.
Big Brewers have to slide hard in a second.
I guess so. Slide into Mookie Betts' glove. You may not know the name, but huge signing for the Crew. The Brewers lock in their pitching coach, Chris Hook, to a new deal. He's been the pitching coach since 2019. They've seen huge success with their pitchers with this guy. So great that they've locked him in. Now, the industry was kind of keeping their eye on him. There's other teams wondering if they could swoop in and get him. Nope. Matt Arnold keeps his guy.
That's why you got to listen to this show here. Wisconsin's Morning News. First to tell you something to watch for in pro golf. The format for our state's, I think right now, only pro golf annual event is changing. And we told you already this summer that was going to happen. Wisconsin golf great Steve Stricker talking with me when I caught up with him this summer ahead of his induction into the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame.
We may do something different. We're trying to maybe work out a different kind of format of an event, maybe potentially a team event, maybe Stableford, maybe just something a little bit different to make it more enjoyable for the fans.
Now, Strick hosts the American Family Insurance Championship, which this year moves to the course that he helped rebuild, now called TPC Wisconsin in Madison. So Strick, champion Ryder Cup captain, PGA Tour winner, Champions Tour winner many times over, and he kind of wanted to shake things up, do something different. So here's what they came up with. The top 38 players on the Champions Tour, so previously called the Seniors Tour, the old dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Or the older dudes, but still really good golf. These top 38 will have the opportunity to pick a teammate, and then they play together as a team for the 3 days of competition. So you and me go out there, and we're a team. Days 1 and 3 will be best ball. So whoever scores lowest on the hole, you get a 4, I get a 5. We record your 4. That's our team score for the hole.
That would never happen.
Day 2 is
the... But go ahead.
Day 2 is a scramble. You and I both tee off. We see whose drive is better. We play that ball together, so and so on, and until you hole out. So that's how they're going to change the tournament. Competition days this summer will be June 6th, 7th, and 8th, this time at TPC Wisconsin. Of course, the election already underway as we have in-person absentee voting ongoing in Wisconsin. For those folks who have yet to cast a ballot throughout the week, WTMJ's Adam Roberts exploring what we'll see on the ballots once we head to the polls.
Exercise your vote!
We're inching closer to Election Day 2024, and even as hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites vote early, there are still those that choose, whether by necessity or even just tradition, to make the trip to the polls on that first Tuesday in November. So if you have yet to cast your ballot, we'll go over exactly what you can expect when you head to your polling location.
Don't boo, vote!
Our next stop is Milwaukee County, where of course you will vote for president, in addition to Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican nominee former President Donald Trump. The ballot will include Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as third-party candidates Chase Oliver, Dr. Jill Stein, Randall Terry, Claudia De La Cruz, and Cornell West. All ballots will also include the race for one of Wisconsin's two U.S. Senate seats between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. As for the House, each of the four congressional districts represented in Milwaukee County also has a contested race this fall. District 1, which encompasses the southern suburbs, sees incumbent Republican Brian Stile taking on Democrat Peter Barca and the Green Party's Chester Todd Jr. In central Milwaukee's District 4, longtime Democratic incumbent Gwen Moore faces off against Republican Tim Rogers and independent Robert Raymond. District 5 includes the western suburbs and sees incumbent Republican Scott Fitzgerald facing a challenge from Democrat Ben Steinhoff. And District 6, which includes far northeastern North Shore suburbs, sees incumbent Republican Glenn Grothman taking on Democrat John Zarbano.
You gotta get out and vote.
At the state level, a key battle in the Assembly is unfolding in the newly drawn 61st District, including Greendale and Hales Corners, as well as parts of Greenfield and small portions of both Milwaukee and Franklin. You've probably seen TV ads across southeast Wisconsin for the rematch between Democrat Lou Ann Byrd and Republican Bob Donovan. The pair also faced off for the seat in 2022, with Donovan winning by just 525 votes. Another potential toss-up lies in Assembly District 21, another redrawn district which includes all of Oak Creek as well as far southern Milwaukee and portions of eastern Greenfield. There, Republican incumbent Jesse Rodriguez takes on Democratic challenger David Marsteller. The race is Marsteller's first after a career in floriculture, while Rodriguez has held the seat since 2013. Milwaukee County's odd-numbered state Senate districts are also up for grabs this fall. The lone contested Senate district is District 8, encompassing most of the North Shore suburbs, where incumbent Republican Dewey Stroebel faces a challenge from Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin. Finally, in addition to the statewide non-citizen voting referendum question, of Milwaukee's 19 municipalities, 10 communities will be voting on school referenda, where districts are asking, on average, for around $53 million each for increased operating expenses and various facility improvement projects. Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
For a complete rundown of all our election information, you can visit Decision Wisconsin, the special section, at WTMJ.com. At least one source reporting Jordan Love will play on Sunday. That coming up in sports at 7:45.
I swear this is an episode out of The Simpsons. Over the years, I know they've made fun of this type of thing that is actually happening.
What are we doing?
NFL brothers, the Kelce brothers, are making Christmas music now.
No. Wandering the streets of my hometown.
That's Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and a snippet of a new song from this year's Christmas album with his brother, retired Eagle center Jason Kelce, who teased the tune on their New Heights podcast.
I think when Travis hears it, he's going to be very excited about it.
Trav, known not just for his football skills, but for his high-profile relationship with Taylor Swift. On last year's album, the brothers duetted on a song they called Fairy Tale of Philadelphia.
You were handsome, you were pretty, you're the king of South Philly.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All right.
The latter song a little bit more like kind of spoofy, kind of funny, but sure. Like, is this supposed to be a serious Christmas album? Like, you're supposed to get a fire going in the fireplace, bring the kids around the tree?
Yes.
And listen to that? That's
I don't
a
know.
Joke.
So there's been game shows, there's been action movies, there's been Christmas albums. Are we done now? Have we done everything? They're on the cover of cereal boxes. Are we done? Have we reached the end?
Can you imagine T. Swift listening to that too?
I mean, like, ooh, it sounds really good.
Oh, Trav, that's really great. Really good job, honey.
Ooh, play it again.
Oof. It's got to hurt. It's got to hurt her ears. 7:38, this news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com.
And she's going to play football.
Still so much ahead on the show on Wisconsin's Morning News this Wednesday. I spoke Tuesday with two officials inside the U.S. Secret Service about the near miss on the Milwaukee freeway, that local drunk who drove by Vice President Harris while she was on her way back to the airport following a campaign event a week ago Monday. I asked the Secret Service a series of questions about the incident. I submitted them in writing to their communications department, and I didn't even know if I was expecting to hear back or a deflection, a deferral of some kind, right? Or, we've already answered this. Our statement is our statement. Instead, I got a phone call. I was like, all right, like, am I in trouble? So anyway, I have a recording of our conversation. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
That's not the conversation we had.
That's what the guy said?
Yeah. There was a little bit of that theme, to be honest, in my conversation with the chief spokesman for the U.S. Secret Service. Number of times as I was asking him to explain why it looked like there was no reaction to the oncoming vehicle that, for all they knew at the time, was there to do harm to the vice president, there was a lot of, I would like to tell you more, but I can't. What he did offer in some level of detail was the reaction that did occur. It's not easy to see with the untrained eye. There was a reaction, he said, among agents, among vehicles in that motorcade to protect Vice President Harris as this vehicle was oncoming. And I'll tell you what I can tell you about that coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Sports coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
There will be a game five.
Judges there to make the catch. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Oh, poor John.
Take it easy, guy, right?
John Sterling from WFAN and voice struggling there. But hey, the Yankees get the win, so they avoid the sweep. Game five of the World Series is tonight. All the talk is what happened with a couple of fans who got asked to leave after they impeded with Mookie Betts. So Dodgers right fielder jumps into his hand. His mitt is up into the stands. He's catching a ball that was hit by Gleyber Torres, his foul ball, and they interfered.
Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
No, Smoltzy, you're right. That's Joe Davis and John Smoltz on the Fox call there. Yeah, they asked those guys to leave. The one looked like Babe Ruth's grandson. Looked like such an epitome of a Yankees
fan. For real.
Fan.
Only thing would have been better if he had a big old half bit off stogie.
Anyway, Yankees win. Big Brewers news. The name is Chris Hook. You may not know it, but he's been the pitching coach since 2019. Ever since he's been the pitching coach, the Brewers have made the playoffs except for 1 year. He's been with the team for nearly 20 years. There was talk that maybe he was going to walk and go someplace else. Nope. The Brewers lock him in, man. I don't keeps his guy. That's a big signing for the crew.
Think of what that guy's had to work with, too. Like, yeah, the wizardry that he has. Now, how many starting pitchers do we have this year? Like, wasn't it like 15?
At least.
Something like that. Should learn more today about the extent of Packers quarterback Jordan Love's injury. He left Sunday's game, of course, after pulling his groin.
Forget your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Sam Malone on Cheers. Remember that one?
It's a deep cut. Well done.
What was the deal? Sam was asked to do like local sports, like he was being a sportscaster.
And he failed miserably.
And that's what he did. And they're all in the bar watching like, oh. So anyway, ESPN's Adam Schefter joined Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee this week. Says he's told the injury to Love is not as bad as some thought.
I believe he'll be out there. That injury was not significant enough to prevent him from playing what is going to be a huge key game that could help decide the NFC North.
So Schefter, based on what he's been told inside 1265 Lombardi Avenue, believes that Love will start on Sunday. Packers and the North Division leading Lions 325 kick at Lambeau. And quickly, Wisconsin golf news. American Family Insurance Championship will have a new format this summer as it moves to a new venue as well. Wisconsin's own PGA Tour champion, winning Ryder Cup captain, and host of the now annual event, Steve Stricker, rebuilt his home course. It used to be called Cherokee Country Club. Now it's TPC Wisconsin. And the AmFam Championship will be there this summer instead of University Ridge, where it's been. Caught up with Strick this summer and told him what I thought of his golf course.
Hey, I played your golf course, TPC Wisconsin, yeah. in the fall.
How'd you do?
Too damn hard, man.
We went to work in the fall and this spring to soften it up a little bit.
Did you really? Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, because it's there were some challenging holes out there. But
yeah, it is a hard golf course-y. But it's beautiful.
That's awesome.
And it's not designed for the likes of your hacker golfer like me. It's designed to host a tournament like this, which is going to be spectacular. I was talking with Strick prior to his induction into the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame. Will be an interesting test for the pros for sure on the Champions Tour. Mentioned it's a new format announced this week. Teams, top 38 players on the Champions Tour will have an opportunity to pick a partner, and then they play as a two-man team. Days 1 and 3 will be best ball. Day 2 will be a scramble. Tournament play June 6th through the 8th in Madison.
Ready, hut, hut.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovative.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total
zero
sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Yeah, it is. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We have for you, Tausch, sort of a Cheesecake Factory menu of items today.
Oh, I love that. That big Mike Holmgren menu of plays that he used to have.
Yes.
Before you start with your cheesecake, I have to say, I love, you're talking about the weather, and you say it's got a potential high, and Eric was just very excited that there's a potential chance to be tied at 78 degrees. I thought that was really cool.
Right, yes.
Really into it.
I can't wait.
Let's start with this. Tausch, have you and your teammates ever been inspired to put out a Christmas album?
In the streets of my hometown.
Yes, Travis Kelce and the Kelce brothers are now releasing Christmas music.
It's not the worst I've heard.
I was going to say, I like that. Obviously, the Bears with the Super Bowl shuffle, they did that before. I love it. I think anytime guys are doing something that they have a ton of fun with, even if it sounds ridiculous, like for instance, last year I did the I sang our headlines every Friday. I would grab a song, and sometimes the notes would be, I can't hit Adele's notes, but it's fun to do. So with Kelce, to answer your question, would I have loved to have done an O-line Christmas album? Yeah, I'm as excited about that as Eric was probably about the weather, the temperature potentially reaching its all-time high. So I think it's great, and anytime you can do that, it gives you – you can also look like an idiot, but I think a lot of times that's the best stuff is when you do it as a group and you sound like idiots.
I don't think they're trying to sound like idiots, though.
Like they don't get the
joke.
But
that's, hey, isn't that kind of the beauty of it?
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't think you're sounding dumb, but yeah, you probably, and I don't know, maybe Taylor Swift has given Travis Kelce some good singing tips, and maybe Jason Kelce, he's obviously a very talented dude. So they're going to sell the albums, and then if it's got a charity component to it, it's I
think T-Swift,
we would be more impressed if T-Swift played football.
Yeah, I think that conversation is, well, you can't leave this to me. Like, I don't go out there during your game and try to play. Can't you just come to my show and clap?
That's a great point.
What are you doing here?
Taylor would have to be a place kicker or a punter, probably, right? Is that the only options if she wanted to recreate that and play football? Is that where she'd probably have to be?
Or maybe a DB? I'm not sure.
She looks like she have a lot of good burst.
Hey, did you see this?
Quick, yeah, you're right. Good footwork. She obviously is a good dancer. So, yeah. Maybe she could be DB. I don't know if she's going to want to put her nose in there when they're going to run toss cracks at her and see if she wants to come down and fill. But that would be fun. If she's out there playing DB, I promise you one thing, Josh Jacobs is going to be coming running downhill. We'll see how willing of a tackler you want to be.
Then we'll know.
All right. As we peruse the smorgasbord, did you see this at the World Series?
That ball in his glove. And this fan literally tries to take his glove off, fries the ball out of there.
Joe Davis and John Smoltz on the Fox call as two fans tried to grab the ball and the glove of Mookie Betts as he caught a foul ball during Game 4 of the World Series.
I did see that, and so I'm always a big proponent. I want fans involved. I want them making a lot of noise on third down. I want them getting everybody amped up. Like, that's a huge part of sports. But there's no place for any of this. I mean, the fact, and I can't remember the name of the kid back in like the mid-90s when it was the Baltimore Orioles, Myers maybe, reached over and grabbed a home run. And at that point, they didn't have the replay review, and they gave – I think Derek Jeter, a home run. It swung the series.
That's right.
Now with cameras, I think it ended up being an interference last night. Mookie Betts did a good job of controlling himself. But when you start tugging at people's arms and hands, and Mookie Betts is a stud, no place for it. I know they ejected him, but then I heard this morning that there's a chance that they could come back yet. They're not banned. Fans have to understand you can't mess with the actual game. Because I always thought it was kind of interesting when you'd hit those ground rule doubles and a kid would grab the ball, but that was kind of unknowingly. Here, you're knowingly, like, tugging at arms and trying to pull the ball out. I thought it was kind of Bush League, if I'm being honest.
Okay, if we can get to our last one here. AmFam Championship, which I know you've covered a number of years, Tausch. I think you do your show live out there. Switching to a team format, Steve Stricker making that announcement, or the AmFam Tournament. Strick told us this summer that he was planning on doing that. I really applaud them. And this is this isn't some charity golf outing that's decided, well, we're going to do this instead this year. This is a professional golf tournament, a successful championship, decided we're going to try to do something totally new.
Yeah, I love it. And I think from a golf standpoint, with what LIV has done and brought team aspect into it, you can't just stand pat and do the same stuff and expect to have any type of innovation or doing anything different. Golfers are by nature, it's a very selfish sport. You have to put in all the time. There's nobody complaining and saying, I mean, you can complain about your caddy maybe giving you the wrong club, but it's you. And I think that everybody craves that team mentality. So for golf to do this, and I think you can't do it all the time, but to have some unique events where you get to partner up with somebody else, it'd be cool if it ends up being Jerry and Steve competing with each other rather than against. I don't know exactly how they're going to format it, but it's always fun, I think, to get something unique and different. And now with the Champions Tour, I think this is going to be the first of its kind. I love the whole concept of it.
We covered a lot of ground today, Tausch.
Do you guys like that cheesecake? So when I go somewhere, you kind of are going there for a reason, though. Do you like the concept? Because then you sit around, especially if you go with your whole family, and it ends up being a 35, 40-minute operation figuring out what you're going to look through on that cheesecake menu.
I'm 100% with you. I want a small menu. I want a few steaks, a couple of chops, give me some pasta, give me some fish,
pasta,
and we're done with it. Right?
Bam.
I want limited options.
And I'm gonna ask you this. Have you had wedge? I had a great meal last night. Bone marrow butter. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Bone marrow butter. Try it with your next steak.
Mm-hmm. Look for it on your grocer's shelves. 7:59. Thanks, Tausch, on Wisconsin's Morning News.
See ya.